Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, we have Rob and Krista Skinner joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe today.
Good morning, my friends.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Of course.
No, thank you for coming on the show. So let's talk about New England Donor Services and specifically about AJ. What led you on this journey?
In 2014, our youngest son, Aiden, passed away suddenly from a brain bleed. And as horrific as that was, our family had been touched by donation before. And we knew that he wanted to give the gift of life. And so we choose to donate his organs and his corneas. And we have been part of the New England Donate Life Services since that time.
Rob, can you tell us a little bit about AJ? What was he into? What was he like?
He was a great kid. He was the youngest of our three kids. He was a lacrosse goalie. He was an aspiring chef. He was just an all-around great kid.
Was this a difficult decision to make, or did it seem like this is exactly what we're supposed to do?
I think that at that time, losing a child is just such an inexplicable experience that we wanted to make some sense out of it. And as I said before, our family had been touched by donation before, and we knew that this was something that he wanted. And for me personally, and I think for our family, it's given us great comfort that we brought hope to other families who didn't get the outcome that we had wanted.
Have you had a chance to speak or meet with any of the people or families that AJ helped with his donation?
We have actually received correspondence from all of his donors. We've never met any of them personally, but we've heard some wonderful stories from them. And for us, I think that has been enough.
Yeah. What is that correspondence like?
So they provide the names of the families, and they allow you can reach out to them or they can reach out to you. And the letters are just heartfelt thank yous, expressing their gratitude. His lungs and liver went to a young woman who went on to culinary school, which we find very ironic since he wanted to be a chef. Mm. Yeah, so some beautiful things came out of such a horrific situation.
And Rob, I guess now AJ has been selected to be recognized at the Tournament of Roses Parade.
Light work.
Coming up on New Year's Day in Pasadena, California. Can you tell us what that's about?
Yeah, it's an incredible opportunity. Every year, One Legacy sponsors a float in the Rose Parade. And the float honors both donors and recipients. We found out a couple of months ago that Aiden was selected to represent New England donors and is memorialized on the float, right? As a parent, you worry that the world will forget about your child when you lose a child. So what an incredible opportunity to continue Aiden's legacy by having him be part of the Rose Bowl Parade.
That's remarkable. What would you say, as we're wrapping up here, what would you say to folks that maybe haven't thought about a donation for once they pass? I know it's on my driver's license. What would you say to folks who have thought, no?
I'd say, look, we urge everyone to consider registering to be an organ donor, right? There's no greater gift than to be able to give someone the gift of life. So please, we urge everyone to think about and really consider registering to be a donor.
Amazing.
Well, and as a father of a lacrosse goalie, I'm sure he had a lot of opinions about everything.
That he did.
Yes.
He was.
It's relatable content there. So,
absolutely.
We want to direct people to New England Donor Services. If you want to get involved, it's NEDS.org, NEDS, NEDS.org, New England Donor Services, or you can text us here in the studio.
And watch the parade on New Year's Day. And then we would love it if maybe after the parade's over, you could reach back out to us and we'd like to know what it was like.
We would love that. We appreciate the opportunity.
Okay.
Well, Rob and Krista, you and AJ, and obviously all of his siblings too, your entire family, you are all officially members of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Woohoo.
Awesome. We appreciate it. Thank you so much for spreading the message.
You got it. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let your love get back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Kennedy, say hey to Sharon from Milford.
Sharon, how are you?
I am well. How are you?
Good.
She's already working at 6 o'clock this morning.
Let's get it done.
Oh, yeah.
We kick Kennedy out, Sharon.
I will. Kenny, would you please leave the studio?
Sure.
And good luck.
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. And you know what happens, Sharon?
I win.
That's true. You win the money.
That's the game in a nutshell.
She's gone. Let's have some fun. Okay. Question number 1.
All right.
The director of Toy Story 5 is defending the decision to keep making sequels even though fans are worried about stretching it too thin. In the first 3 Toy Stories, who is the original owner of the toys?
Oh, I can picture the little boy. I'll call him Johnny.
Question,
no idea.
Question number 2. Joe Jonas has been spotted more than once with Puerto Rican model Tatiana Gabriella, sparking dating rumors. Which of these 3 pop stars did Joe Jonas not date back in the day? Taylor Swift, Selena Gomez, or Demi Lovato? Which one did he not date?
I say Taylor Swift.
Question number 3. After almost 20 years, you can finally watch the last 8 unaired episodes of the Friends spinoff series that failed. Which character from Friends got their own spinoff?
It was Joey.
I love that show.
Sounds like you were the only one. They didn't even make it to the end of the season.
I know. It was a cute show. They didn't give it a chance. Let's see. Question number 4. Former President Joe Biden is 83 today. Joe was a senator of which state for 36 years before he became vice president and then president? He still lives there today.
Oh, my goodness. I'm just going to pick a state. North Carolina. I know it's not
question
right.
Question number 5. Pac-Man made $6 billion in revenue as an arcade game, which is around $19 billion if you adjust for inflation. That makes it the highest grossing arcade game of all time, just ahead of Space Invaders and Street Fighter II. Can you name all 4 of the ghosts in Pac-Man?
Oh, Blinky, Pinky, another thing that ends with Y and a different name. I can't.
I mean, you are so wrong, but also so right. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
Kennedy! As Bon Jovi once said, you're halfway there.
There you go.
All right. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
Sharon from Milford got 1 out of 5.
Oh, that's painful.
Suit! So, you guys are going to leave me hanging, Suit!
No, I was letting her finish her sentence.
At least it's not zero.
Oh, my bad.
At least it's not zero.
That's right.
I was just out in Milford last week, Kennedy. It's my second favorite city in all of Massachusetts.
I know that about you.
It's beautiful out in Milford.
It is.
All right, these are tough. Are you ready?
Yep.
The director of Toy Story 5 is defending the decision to keep making sequels, even though fans are worried about stretching it too thin. In the first three Toy Stories, who is the original owner of the toys?
Andy.
1-0. Joe Jonas has been spotted more than once with Puerto Rican model Tatiana Gabriella, sparking dating rumors. Which of these pop stars did Joe Jonas not date back in the day? Taylor Swift, Selena Gomez, Demi Lovato. Need an answer.
Selena Gomez.
That is correct. Selena dated his brother Nick. 2-0. After almost 30 years, you can finally watch the last 8 unaired episodes of the Friends spinoff that failed. Which character from Friends got their own spinoff?
Joey.
Who was it? Drea De Matteo was on that too?
Yes, that was his sister. Uh-huh.
Yeah, God, I love that show. 3-1. Question number 4. Former President Joe Biden, 83 today. Joe was a senator of which state for 36 years before he became vice president and then president? He still lives there today.
Delaware.
4-1. Question number 5. Pac-Man made $6 billion in revenue as an arcade game, which is around $19 billion if you adjust for inflation. It makes it the highest grossing arcade game of all time, just ahead of Space Invaders and Street Fighter 2. Can you name all 4 ghosts in Pac-Man?
Inky, Blinky, Pinky, and Clyde.
Nailed it.
Well, I have one in my living room. Helps.
Facts.
I actually have a neon light of them in my dining room, so.
Yeah? Do you still play your video game that we got you?
Yes.
We bought Kennedy a tabletop video game for her birthday, like maybe 5 years ago. 50th, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so 5-1 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. You don't get the money, did you win? But you did win 4 tickets to Twas the Night Before by Cirque du Soleil, December 3rd at the Box Center. Wang Theater playing December 26th through the 14th. Buy your tickets at boxcenter.org. Cool.
Very cool.
All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
This is Sharon from Milford, and I cannot even come close to beating Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
So I have Angelica on the hotline right now. If you've ever won anything from this radio station, you've probably gotten a phone call from or an email from Angelica. She holds the keys to the prize closet. And she wants to come on the show this morning, producer Dan, because something has gone missing.
Yeah, I got a text from Angelica. She said something was stolen from Mix 104.1 promotions yesterday.
Okay.
And she wants our help.
Oh, I love to solve a crime, right, Kennedy?
Yes.
Are we now a crime podcast?
This is it. Carson and Kennedy, true crime.
Serial episode 1.
Sticky fingers in Brighton.
And Angelica loves crime podcasts, too. Good morning, Angelica.
Hello. Hi.
So what happened? What's going on?
So, you know, I got back from an event yesterday, and I noticed that some items were missing, and we're doing a promotion with a different station, one of our sister stations, for Stranger Things, and these items are very hard to get at Target. I had to scour. I've gone to multiple Targets. We've bought them with our own money, and I noticed that some of the Stranger Things Doritos had gone missing, and I was like, wait, that's so weird. I was only gone from my office for 3 hours. So I start interrogating everyone. I'm in the sales pit. I'm in programming. I'm in Sal's office. I'm like, Sal, did you touch my Doritos? I'm everywhere. I'm in Mike Mulaney's office. I interrupted a meeting. He's in a meeting. I said, I don't care you're in a meeting. I said, did you take my Doritos? I'm everywhere.
Just so I'm clear, somebody walked into your office.
Well, you were not there.
Mm-hmm. And took something. Doritos.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I texted one of the salespeople. I accused them of taking the Doritos.
I mean, salespeople are the worst.
Yeah, they had dropped something in my office while I was gone. So I said, you know, you were in my office. I know you were. Did you touch the Doritos? It sounds crazy, but these Doritos are hard to get. They're a Stranger Things promotion.
Are they a special flavor or something?
Yeah, they're half Cool Ranch, half pizza. And let me tell you, there's literally none left in like all of Massachusetts. So I was like, these are gone. They're for winners. What am I going to do? It's for a promotion. Like, I literally had to go to a Target yesterday to get the last two bags.
So now another radio station won't be able to do their promotion?
Oh, boy.
Because somebody wanted to snack.
Yeah, there were some missing four winners. Yep. Yeah. I was on the prowl for a long time yesterday, interrogating every single person in the building who took these Doritos.
Okay. So I don't...
Did you...
I don't know how we can help, though. I mean, we're only here early in the morning.
You want us to get, like, a private eye on the phone?
Yeah. We have a private eye, don't we, Kennedy? Kennedy could find anybody.
I am my private eye.
Yeah.
What? I realized that my hallway does have a camera. So I went to our building manager, Mark Mangles, and I asked him to pull the footage. And come to find out, it was actually one of you three.
The call was coming from inside the house.
Dan?
If you can believe it.
Why did you immediately go to me? That's profiling, Serge, because of my past.
Kennedy?
You can look at me all day. I don't eat Doritos.
What about you, Carson?
I didn't even know what flavor they were. I just asked what flavor they were. If I'd have stolen them, don't you think?
It's always the suburban dad and the true crime stuff.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you had to pull footage for this. I am dying.
Yeah. Wait, we have security in the hallways? Because I've done some stuff.
Yeah, don't you remember Salt stole a couch and got busted for it?
I helped with that one.
Wait, so one of us went into promotions and stole while you were out yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
The audacity.
Yep. I'm looking at one of you two sideways right now.
You guys are criminals.
And someone is a big fat liar right now.
617-655-1234.
That was a plot twist.
It's going to tear us apart.
M. Night Shyamalan me.
Do you want to reveal in a moment who it was?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, let's have people guess who did it.
Okay, 617-655-1234 if you want to call in.
I am sweating.
Do you have the security footage?
I sure do.
I'm hungry, too. I do love some good Doritos.
I bet you do, sir.
My office is now locked for good.
617-655-1234 if you want to call or text. Who was it? Was it me? Was it Kennedy? Was it producer Dan? All right, hang on.
The Doritos whodunit.
Hang on just a minute, okay, Angelica?
Okay.
All right. Oh, boy.
Security footage.
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome to Crunch Time Crimes, the podcast that dives deep into the world of chip thievery in the office.
Awful jokey.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. This is the craziest story. So Angelica is in our promotions department. If you've ever won a prize, you've talked to Angelica. She holds the keys to the prize closet, and somebody stole something from her office. Angelica, are you still there?
I am here.
Okay. Angelica has gotten to a point now where she feels like she has to lock her office. She shared with us just a moment ago.
That's so terrible. That because of one of us, she has to lock her office.
It does seem kind of, it seems like a lot. So it was Doritos that were stolen. What were the Doritos again?
It was a Stranger Things limited edition Dorito.
What are those things selling for now on eBay? They're pretty expensive.
I don't know. One of you is going to have to buy me one. Yeah.
Well, it was part of a promotion for another radio station that now doesn't have them.
It was gifts for people who are going to be at this event, not just a snack. Mm-hmm.
How could you, Kennedy?
See, that's how you know it's Dan, because he just keeps accusing everybody.
So, sorry that I'm a concerned citizen that there's thievery in our office.
And Angelica, how do you know it's somebody from this show?
I had footage pulled.
I'm so embarrassed. Yeah.
We were all surprised to find there are video cameras taking footage. Zach from West Roxbury. Good morning, Zach.
Good morning.
Tell Angelica who you think stole these.
I think producer Dan stole the Doritos.
Why Dan?
Well, one, when you were talking, Dan was the one that was talking the most, and he's trying to get himself out of getting in trouble because he's trying to act less surprised.
Children are the future, my rear end.
All right.
It makes sense.
Thank you, Zach.
God, I'm sweating.
Sherry from Haverhill, who do you think it is?
Carson. I don't think Dan did it. He lives with a teacher now, so he'd ask for permission.
So why do you think it was Carson?
He's a hungry teenager. He always wants food.
Not wrong. Not wrong. Where is the lie?
Macy's from West Newberry. Who do you think did it, Macy?
I think Dan did it.
Why is that?
Because he was the one like really taking charge and accusing everybody else of taking them.
Macy, how old are you?
I'm 14.
Why do all the kids think I'm stealing?
That's so funny. Let's see.
Dan does crime.
All these kids think I'm a terrible person.
Jane from Northborough. Good morning.
Good morning.
Who do you think it was?
I think it was Carson.
Does nobody think it was Kennedy?
I don't think Kennedy eats Doritos.
That's somebody texted and said, you don't eat Doritos, that's un-American. I'd rather be accused of thievery than be a communist. Why do you think I did it?
I think Carson's being super sneaky. I think he's being super sneaky, saying, oh, what flavor were they? I don't know. Could you please give me this information?
Ooh, okay, God. That's interesting.
Some
that's
red herrings here and there,
throwing people off the scent.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. And Nancy from Uxbridge, who do you think did it?
Oh, 100% Carson.
Why?
He started giggling when the Angelica was saying there was a camera, like a nervous giggle, like he just got his hand caught in a cookie jar.
I didn't pick up on that.
We have so many like psychologists out there that can read our voices. Sure, I love it.
Angelica, you've heard what everyone has said. You have the tape. We're going to release the tape, correct?
Yes, we are.
We're going to release the files.
I'm like, I'm really sorry.
Yeah, somebody literally walked into
really
your office
sorry.
And you're out there and stole from you.
Nobody cares about the Epstein files anymore. All they want to know is where's the tape of the thievery?
The Dorito files.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so do you want to go ahead and say on the air who it was that stole these Stranger Things Doritos, these special event items for another radio station's promotion out of your office?
I'm going to say this. I was in my office. Mark Mingles walks in and he goes, I pulled the footage. I saw who it was. And he told me, and I said, are you sure it was this person? It was Carson.
Oh, I thought said, for sure Kennedy yes. when you did that.
I said, are you sure Carson? Yep, Carson.
So, Angelica, I owe you an apology.
Yeah, and a bag of Doritos.
Old sticky fingers Tager.
So embarrassed. Can I explain myself?
No.
You
thief.
There isn't an explanation.
Thievery.
You walked into someone's office and took something.
I did.
Not in the area where the free stuff is. You walked into her office and
took something. I did. But in
you
my
defense.
You did
crime. There is no defense. You did crime.
I apologize wholeheartedly. If I may, can I tell you what my warped brain was thinking, Angelica?
Yes.
So I stop in to see Angelica and our former intern, Jubu, all the time, don't I?
Yes, you do.
I pop in the office all the time. And right there on the wall of their office, there's always promotional things. There were Ding Dong sitting there for like a year. And so we'll pop in. There's always like candy or food or snacks.
It's not for you, though.
I didn't know that.
So you do.
I didn't. So I popped in there yesterday. She wasn't there. And I was going to say hello. And there was a bag open of the Doritos sitting there, correct? It was like sitting right on top of the box.
Angelica, don't make him.
The thing is, I will say that is the truth because a salesperson had dropped something in my office and there was a bag that they delivered to me opened.
Right.
And that bag I kept in case I had to return it. And the salesperson, you're not the only one. The salesperson actually took the opened bag and started eating the Doritos in my office while I wasn't in there.
It happens all the time. There's always food and promo items around. So I saw it. I was like, oh, cool. This is probably for us. I'll take a video of it because the premiere is coming.
Stop. Say you're sorry and walk on.
I did say I'm sorry, but I'm just telling you what my warped brain was thinking.
The mental gymnastics of this man. You stole.
I didn't steal. Oh, Angelica, I am so sorry. I am mortified, and I will replace those bags for you, okay? My apologies.
Thank you. You know what? I'll be honest. I hadn't pulled the footage because I couldn't believe it. I said, Carson? from Carson and Kennedy? And he said, that's the one.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you please send me the footage immediately so we can post
sure.
it?
Sure, let's go.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man, you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop, game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Christina from Framingham.
Hi, Christina.
Hi, Kennedy. How are you?
I'm living the dream. How are you?
I'm living the dream, too.
That's my girl.
Will you get Kennedy out of the studio, Christina?
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You, too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You score yourself $1,000. Buy a lot of chips with $1,000. Kennedy's gone into that soundproof studio. Are you ready?
I am as ready as I'll ever be.
Question number one. Martha Stewart is creating cocktail recipes for Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre's liquor brand, still G-I-N. She's already released one called Watermelon, using fresh watermelon juice and cucumber bitters. One of Snoop's biggest songs has gin in the title. Can you name it? Okay, that sounds like a no.
No.
Never been rolling down the street smoking endo then.
Question number two. Millie Bobby Brown's daughter made her presence known during her interview with BuzzFeed. When the baby started crying, she said, "That's my child. That's my kitten." Millie is doing interviews to promote the final season of Stranger Things. What is her character Eleven's favorite food on that show?
Is it waffles?
A specific type, please.
Eggo waffles.
Question number three. Sabrina Carpenter's new Alice in Wonderland movie musical is officially in motion. Finish the hook to this Sabrina Carpenter hit song. Question number four, a little bonus point there, Dan.
That wasn't right.
It wasn't?
No, you gotta listen close, man.
Oh, I thought she had it. Question number four, 43 years ago today, 1982, Drew Barrymore became the youngest host of SNL at the age of 7. Who is the oldest to ever host SNL at 88?
Betty White.
Question number five. Khloe Kardashian told People magazine in an interview she convinced her sister Kim that the moon landing was fake. Now neither one of them are believers. What year did America land on the moon with the Apollo 11 mission?
1969.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
I understand you're a nanny, Christina.
I am.
How old are the kids?
So it's a twin 2-year-old, a 4-month-old, and I bring my 4-month-old son. So essentially two sets of twins.
Wow. That's a lot going on there.
Yeah.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Thank you.
I have Christina getting 3 out of 5. Correct.
Well done.
$1,000 on the line. These are difficult. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Martha Stewart is creating cocktail recipes for Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre's liquor brand. One of Snoop's biggest songs has gin in the title. Can you name it?
Gin and juice.
Gin and juice. 1-0.
Laybags. Mind on my money and my money on my mind.
Millie Bobby Brown's daughter made her presence known during her interview with BuzzFeed. When the baby started crying, she said, "That's my child, that's my kitten." Millie is doing interviews to promote the final season of Stranger Things. What is her character Eleven's favorite food on that show?
Eggos. Doritos.
2-1, question number three. Sabrina Carpenter's new Alice in Wonderland movie musical is officially in motion. Finish the hook from this Sabrina Carpenter hit song. Take a listen.
Always come a running to me.
Taking all my loving from me.
Barry Keoghan did her wrong.
2-1, question number four. 43 years ago today in 1982, Drew Barrymore became the youngest host of SNL at the age of 7.
I remember that like it was yesterday.
Who is the oldest host of SNL at 88?
Betty White.
3-2, question number five. Khloe Kardashian told People magazine in an interview she convinced her sister Kim that the moon landing was fake. Now neither of them are believers. What year did America land on the moon with the Apollo 11 mission?
I think it was in 1963. How far off was I?
1969.
Not bad, not bad.
3-3 ends up being the final score. It was close. It was close.
It was really close.
Yeah, with a 3-3 tie, unfortunately, Kennedy gets the win. Christina, you don't get the $1,000, but we really do appreciate you calling in to play this morning. Nice job.
Thank you. Good job, Kennedy. I'm really disappointed in myself. I'm a huge Sabrina fan, and I messed up her lyric.
Oh, don't be disappointed in yourself. We had fun today.
All right, what do you want to
say? Thanks for having me play.
Yeah, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name's Christina. I'm from Framingham, and I cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
Yesterday on the show, we were talking about those embarrassing moments that happen in your life. A woman shared a story that she was out at the dog park. The dog jumped up on her and ripped her dress completely off. And there she was, or her pants off, excuse me. So there she was, pantless in the dog park. Didn't even want to ever go back to the dog park again. And after we were done, we got a text message off the air from a woman and said, oh, yeah, well, my girls popped out once and I didn't even know it. And she's going to share that story here in just a minute. But you said this happens a lot with women.
There were a couple texts yesterday of the same thing. Yeah.
Right, which I guess I never really thought about. You're wearing, you know, an outfit that.
It's just, yeah. Like, I mean, it's happened at least, I swear, three times or something to me. At least.
Right.
Mostly in water. I can remember when I was a kid, like in the 80s, like all the bathing suits were like bandeau tops. So there's no straps holding them up. So
catch a wave, you go to come up.
Every time you hit a wave, you come up and all your body's the same temperature. So you really don't know. And then it happened when I was on like a first date with GTL 150 years ago. We were seeing a show, like a musical.
Right.
And I was wearing like a strapless dress, but it was really heavy and flowy. And instead of tying the strap, I had it tied in a bow in the front. And the show is over, and you know, you're in that massive line going down the aisle trying to get out of the building.
Yep.
And I stepped on the front of the dress and it pulled it down.
Mm.
I have no idea how long I was sitting like that. None whatsoever.
Because you didn't feel it.
Nope.
You didn't know.
Nope.
He got a show after the show.
Got five stars reviews, Dan, on Broadway. 617-655-1234. Okay, you're going to remain anonymous. So what happened with you? When did the girls pop out and you didn't know it?
So I was at my wedding, and I had a few drinks in me for sure. And we were doing like an informal group photo with like a bunch of the guests. And I decided to make it trying to be creative. And I dove in front of the crowd of people that were waiting to take a picture with me. And let's just say my whole life popped out of my dress.
Girl. Is there photographic evidence?
Probably. I don't know where, but I had asked my guests to delete that and retake it. But I'm sure someone has it on their phone somewhere. And needless to say, I'm not married anymore.
When you say dove, are you talking like a classic like 80s rock and roll power slide?
Kind of, yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
And she was a strapless dress.
Yeah, that looked like an Italian tablecloth. Oh, yeah.
It's happened to me at least three times in my life. And I didn't even know it. Like, you couldn't feel it. I felt no air. I felt nothing.
Three times your boobs popped out at your wedding?
Not at my wedding. No, my boobs didn't get any action at my wedding, so no. I watched Last of the Mohicans.
Oh.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, well, it was a good time. Needless to say, I'm not married anymore either.
Oh, thanks so much for that story. We appreciate that.
You guys are the
best. No, you're awesome.
Seriously.
All right.
All right, guys.
Have a great day. Talk to you later.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Mary Kate from Abington. Good morning.
Morning.
When did your girls make an appearance?
Water Country.
Oh.
Water Country. Have some fun.
Yep. I was in the Lazy River. My husband now, that was my boyfriend at the time, and we went under that, like, it's an aggressive, like, waterfall. I didn't even notice, like you said, and he noticed and was like, whoop, moved it right back.
Yeah, a lot of these are bathing suit related. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just, it's so easy.
I feel like a water park is the prime culprit. But I thought I would have said, like, you were going down Geronimo, the water slide, not the Lazy River.
No, I've done that maybe once, maybe twice in my life, and I'm all done.
Just all that water pressure coming right down to the basin. So
fun. It doesn't take much.
All right, yep. Thanks for sharing, Mary Kate. Have a good one.
No problem.
Barbara.
Yes.
When did the girls pop out?
No, it wasn't the girls, but hearing Kennedy talk about not noticing that the girls popped out makes me realize that an experience I had at a Friendly's, I walked up to a booth, and a man had shorts on, and stuff was hanging out. And I'm like, how could you not feel that? But maybe he didn't feel it. But I thought he was a pervert, and I had somebody else wait on the table.
I don't blame you.
Yeah, yeah. It was bad. So
this is why all of my shorts are past knee length.
Very good idea.
We don't need short
Very
shorts
good
on
idea.
Here.
Very good idea. So,
so you didn't want the ice cream sundae with the nuts?
Well, he had a banana split.
Just no.
Oh, he had a banana split. There it is. Even better. She had it. She knew what she was doing.
I mean, she's had years to think on that
Oh,
one.
That was so much better than the nut joke. Thank you, Barbara. You are my people.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Just
meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
To heads up, Kennedy, if you want to hang out with her later on this afternoon, you're going to be out at the Star Market in Dedham from 1 until 3 p.m.
Yes.
So again, Star Market in Dedham from 1 to 3 p.m. this afternoon. You can stop by and register to win a $250 Star Market gift card. That is the way to kick off
Thanksgiving handled.
Yes. So you can win a $250 Star Market gift card. You can win tickets to Deck the Hall Ball. Also, you can learn how to make a fun charcuterie board as well. So today,
who doesn't love salty meats? Let's go.
Star Market in Dedham. I like the gooey cheese, Kennedy, with a little bit of fancy spicy jelly on there. That's what those are my go-tos.
I love it.
And then a few grapes. Got to have a few grapes on there too. So again, Kennedy, today, Star Market, that's in Dedham from 1 to 3 p.m. Let's get to the dirty.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is a service of Shaw's and Star Market. Go shop and get rewarded. So last night, the CMA Awards went down. Lainey Wilson hosted and won everything else.
She won a lot of big ones, huh?
She won Female Vocalist of the Year, Album of the Year, and Entertainer of the Year. Here is her speech.
Country music, the love of my life, and I know the love of so many of y'all's lives. Again, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Mama and Daddy and Duck. We getting married next year. Come on now. And
she's so cute. I can't stand it. And apparently when she was done with her speech, she like walked off stage, but she was hosting and forgot she had to come back out and say goodnight, everybody.
It happens.
I wonder what the thank you, Jesus counter is at the Country Music Awards.
Yes.
I bet it's up there.
Yes, for sure. Also, Kelsea Ballerini, who was up for Female Vocalist of the Year but did not win, sang her new song, I Sit in Parks. I don't know if you've heard this song yet. I don't know if it will hit you the same way as You're Not Women, but it came out on Friday, and I remember I was listening to it pulling into the station, and I had to like sit in the car and sob for a moment, but okay. Here's a little bit of it.
Did I miss it? By now is it a lucid dream? Is it my fault for chasing things? The body clock doesn't wait for I did the damn tour. It's what I wanted, what I got. I spun around.
It's basically about wondering if you should have had kids or not, or you know,
right?
Whatever. It's a beautiful song.
That hits you in a spot.
It sure does. Yeah, because it's not something I ever regret, and it's a decision that I, you know, it is what it is.
Right.
But there are moments that you know you sort of look outside and you see, you and Barrett, you know, for example, or you see people, you know, doing things with their kids, or you see a pregnant woman and you wonder how that might feel. Solid in my decision, but every once in a while you get that feeling.
What if you went down a different path? Sure, I think everybody does that.
The one thing I'll never experience, kind of, but it's a beautiful song.
Barrett can move in with you anytime you want. You just let
I don't
me
think
know.
I was meant to be a parent. I'm a good auntie.
I got to tell you, though, with the CMAs, and I was looking through all the winners last night, I'm just so in love with where country music is right now. There's a lot of amazing women, and they've gotten away from the bro country. You're hearing a lot of traditional country being celebrated. They're embracing new artists like a Shaboozey, like Post Malone won a big award last night for Event of the Year. And then just a lot of these newer artists that are more like of that like indie country, like rock vibe as well. I think they're in a great spot.
Cardi B posted the first photos of her baby boy with Stefan Diggs. The pictures show her cuddling the little one in the nursery, all decked out in Pat's gear. It's so cute.
Well, we'd love to see that. Start him young. I hope her baby has a Drake May jersey. Not a Diggs jersey.
Also, she had a ring on that finger in that picture.
Okay.
A big old ring on that finger.
Yes.
So I don't know what it means, but
getting size for a Super Bowl ring is what she
needs
on to
that.
Be doing.
So did she reveal the baby's name, or do we know that?
No, not yet. But
I didn't know she had the baby. I guess I missed that completely. How long ago did she have the baby?
It was, we think, a couple of weeks ago, but we did it on Monday, I want to say.
He played Thursday night football last week.
Yeah,
and
so it was
she
last...
had the baby like the day or two before, but so we didn't know it yet.
I think it was in that week, maybe earlier in the week, because he was, I mean, we did it. It might have been on Friday.
Was it on Friday?
It might have been when you weren't here.
Oh, okay.
But
he had
a
baby in a 100-yard game in primetime the same week.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Wow.
And.
Yes.
Photos posted by actor Kevin Hart suggest that the forthcoming Jumanji film will be set in Boston, at least in part. There's a picture of the four of them and all of their, you know, outfits of their characters standing on a Boston street.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is it taking place in Boston? Is it being filmed in Boston? Those are two separate things. I don't know. But if they were in town and nobody told me, I'm upset.
I think a friend of mine was at the set over the past 24 to 48 hours, too, because he posted something, but he was being very nondescript. I'll have to dig a little deeper. I'll get back to you and let you know where
they
were
filming.
Yeah,
it looks like it's taking place during the winter Christmas times. It says Boston Season's Greetings. There was a sign behind them, like, you know, the ones that hang from the light posts.
Right, right.
And you can see a Massachusetts license plate on the car.
That's
but,
cool.
You know. Mm-hmm. But in any event, that's what I got.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man.
You can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Kennedy, say hey to Stacy from Plainville.
Hi, Stacy.
Hello.
Also, her son Christopher is in the car coming back from the dentist office.
Good times.
Yep.
How did it go, Christopher? Any cavities?
No.
Okay, good deal.
Now we eat Oreos.
Yeah.
All right, will you guys kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Always catches me off guard when we talk to a kid, and then they pop on and their voice is deeper than mine. No.
Puberty hits us all at different times.
It does. I'm still hoping.
We're still waiting.
I'm still waiting. All right, Kennedy's gone into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. If you get more right than her, you win the $100. Are you ready, Stacy?
Yes, I am.
Question number one. 28 years ago today, Kenny G got his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Which instrument does Kenny G play?
Saxophone?
Mark Ronson says it takes Adele about 14 takes before her voice gets broken in and she gets that unique Adele sound that we all love. Mark Ronson has a song that spent 14 weeks at number one in the country that featured Bruno Mars. Name that song.
Oh my God. I don't know.
Question number three. AAA expects a record number of Americans to travel for Thanksgiving. They're predicting the worst traffic days to be next Tuesday and Wednesday, and then Sunday and Monday following Thanksgiving. What do the three A's in AAA stand for?
Did you know I worked for them once? Oh, my God.
Oh, then this you should know this for sure.
They were your employer.
I know,
What did the check say that you cashed every 2 weeks?
Oh, I have no idea.
All right, question number four. 41 years ago today, 1984, the 50 billionth McDonald's hamburger was made. Name the 2016 movie starring Michael Keaton about how McDonald's became a multi-billion dollar empire.
Supersize.
And question number five, The Great Gatsby was not a successful novel when it originally came out, and the author only earned about $2,000 from the book. That's around $37,000 in today's money. Who wrote The Great Gatsby?
I don't know.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Yeah, those were tough questions. I don't know what happened with Dan yesterday, but
I just ran out of all the easy ones earlier.
Kennedy, Stacy got 1 out of 5.
Stooge.
These are tough. Are you ready?
Yeah.
28 years ago today, Kenny G got his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. What instrument does Kenny G play?
He plays a saxophone.
Very sensually.
What's the difference between the universe and a Kenny G song, Dan?
The universe is infinite?
No, the universe has an ending.
Oh, but it doesn't, though.
Tied to one, question number two. Mark Ronson says Adele takes about 14 takes before her voice gets broken in and she gets that unique Adele sound that we all love. Mark Ronson had a song that spent 14 weeks at number one in the country featuring Bruno Mars. Name that song.
Julio, get the stretch. 24 Karat Magic?
Uptown Funk.
Oh, my God.
Julio, get the stretch.
Tied to one, question number three. AAA expects a record number of Americans to travel for Thanksgiving. They're predicting the worst traffic days to be next Tuesday and Wednesday, and then Sunday and Monday following Thanksgiving. What do the three A's in AAA stand for?
American Automobile Association.
Did you work for them?
AAA?
Yeah.
No, but I've had them since I was 16 years old.
Because Stacy has worked for them and she couldn't remember that. Her check was signed by them. And she could not remember the name of what it stood for. 2-1, question number four. 41 years ago today in 1984, the 50 billionth McDonald's hamburger was made. Name the 2016 movie starring Michael Keaton about how McDonald's became a multi-billion dollar empire.
The Founder?
The Founder? Founder? Will we accept that, Dan?
Founder.
Yeah, Founder. I don't think it's going to matter either way, but...
All right, I'll take it away. 2-1, question number five. The Great Gatsby was not a successful novel. When it originally came out, the author only earned about $2,000. Who wrote The Great Gatsby?
F. Scott Fitzgerald.
That is correct.
Talk about a slow burn. I hope he saw some of that money before he died, because it's worth a lot now.
3-1 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Stacy, I'm sorry you don't get the money, but thank you to you and Christopher listening this morning and then calling in to play.
My name is Stacy.
That was Christopher.
And we can't beat Kennedy.
I want to lose my job to Christopher, I can tell.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let your love give back during the Subaru of New England Share the Love event. Kennedy, say good morning to Mike from Taunton.
Mike.
Taunton.
Mike.
Hey, good morning, Kennedy.
Good morning.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please, Mike?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you, you too.
Five pop culture trivia questions, Mike. Kennedy's leaving. She's headed into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is about to happen. It is your shot at $1,000. Are you ready?
I am, and I'm nervous.
A gigantic, shirtless Homer Simpson has been leaked as a new character that will appear in an upcoming version of this online game that is the most popular in the world. Name that game.
What is that thing called? Roblox. I don't know.
All right. Question number two. William Shatner admits that he pooped his pants during his one-man show on Broadway in 2012. He says, and I quote, "All of a sudden, I have to go. In fact, I'm going to use the past tense. I had gone." Who did he play on Star Trek?
Shoot.
Thank you for not swearing.
Yes. Honestly, I do not know.
Okay. Question number three. The Texans host the Bills on Thursday Night Football tonight. Which cities do those two teams play for?
What were the teams again?
Texans and Bills.
Bills, I know they're Buffalo. Texans, I don't know.
The name really narrows it down.
I was going to say Texans.
Question number four. In 2023, thieves stole expensive watches and other stuff from this actor's home, and he actually just got them back. His most famous character that he played was Neo. Who is the actor?
Oh, shoot, Neo. God, it is a lot harder when you're playing.
We hear that.
I know, it's The Matrix.
It's also really scary because every time you say shoot, it sounds like you're going to say another word, and every time to hit the dump button. Don't scare me like that. Oh, there we go.
Sorry.
That's all right. Question number five. A sequel to The Family Stone is in the works, and my wife could not be more excited about this one, Dan.
I've never seen it.
Oh, it's her all-time favorite. Can you name the two female leads in the movie The Family Stone?
No.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Way to hold back that shoot on the last one.
Yes.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Mike from Taunton got 1 out of 5.
Suits. That's three suits today.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. Third suit today.
Dan has been tough with the questions this morning.
All right.
Are you ready, Ken? Huh?
You wrote these.
Shh. Oot. I was wondering if you were going to notice.
Notice that I didn't. This is the one game I don't do, man.
I know. These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yeah.
A gigantic, shirtless Homer Simpson has been leaked as a character that will appear in an upcoming version of this online game. It is the most popular game in the world. Name that game.
Fortnite?
1-0. Question number two. William Shatner admits that he's pooped his pants during his one-man show on Broadway. He says, all of a sudden, I have to go. In fact, I'm going to use the past tense. I had gone. Who did he play on Star Trek?
Captain James Tiberius Kirk.
Kennedy, did you struggle with this when you did your one-woman show?
No.
Okay. You're better than Shatner.
I'm younger. Helps.
Phrasing. question number three. Just thinking about his last name, Dan. I'm sorry. I got distracted.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, I mean, it is right there.
You don't got to lead us to water. We heard it.
The Texans host the Bills on Thursday Night Football tonight, Kennedy. Which city do those two teams play for?
Houston and Buffalo.
3-0. Question number four. In 2023, thieves stole expensive watches and other stuff from this actor's home, and he actually just had them returned to him. The most famous character he played was Neo. Who is he?
Oh, Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, I guess there was a theft ring in Colombia or something is where they found all of his things. 4-1. Question number five. A sequel to The Family Stone is in the works. Can you name the two female leads in that movie?
Absolutely not.
It's a fantastic holiday movie. Sarah Jessica Parker and Diane Keaton.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, it's a good one. 4-1 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Nice job, Kennedy.
Thank you.
All right, Mike, you don't get the money this morning, but thanks so much for calling in to play and not swearing. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you
go? I do have one question. Did I miss 2 and 4?
Yeah, I don't think you said Kennedy.
No, you got 4.
You got number
Didn't
4.
Didn't I get 2 of the Buffalo Bills and
You said
the Texans?
Texas. They're
no, you
Texas,
said...
Texas, Texas.
Yeah, I did say Houston, Texas, but I did say Texas. You're right. Okay.
No, you never said Houston, I don't believe, did he?
I mean, you lose
I
either way.
Did,
okay, I'll tell you what.
Yeah,
I'm going to fix it.
Way. Yeah, that's fine.
I'm going to give it to you 4-2. Nice work.
You got to advocate for yourself. You go ahead.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.